an about face.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Motors, which restructured itself out of bankruptcy and took billions of dollars in taxpayer money, says it will not sell its European brand Opel. The automaker says it'll throw some money at Opel, which is based in Germany, to get it cleaned up and profitable again. But that's not making the German government very happy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live to talk about it this morning. Hi, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So why is this reversal happening? Why was GM planning to sell Opel in the first place?
Well, you know, as GM got into financial trouble, it started getting rid of its brands. So Pontiac is history, Saturn's history. It's selling Hummer to a Chinese automaker, Saab to some Swedes. Opel was on that list, too. GM was going to do a deal with Canadian auto parts maker Magna and a Russian bank. The hope was that if GM sold Opel, it would save European jobs. There are about 50,000 of them. Well, all that came to nothing because yesterday GM's board decided it won't sell Opel after all, says it's going to keep it and invest a few billion in it and try to sell more cars in Europe.
But we're talking about a lot of money, right, Mitchell? Can GM handle this added burden?
Well, you know, that's what a lot of people are wondering today. We asked auto analyst Michael Robinette about this. He follows GM at CSM Worldwide in Northville, Michigan.
For General Motors, it's good news, bad news. Good news being they don't have to worry about their technology proliferating among potential buyers of the Opel operation. Bad news is the European operation is definitely not a profitable one, and they're going to have to devote capital and resources to rectifying it over the next couple of years.
So, you know, the upshot is it does protect GM's brand. Its technology doesn't fall into the hands of some possibly shady Russian conglomerate. And it stays truly global by sticking with Europe.
And not all the Europeans are happy about this, right?
No. This won't sit well with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She favored the Magna deal, and in fact she ran on it as a way to save German jobs. You know, GM will be downsizing Opel, as Magna would have as well. Germany now says that GM, in fact, has to pay back around $2 billion in government aid that it got. I guess that's sort of punishment.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Stocks have been rebounding a bit overseas. Markets are up across the board in Europe. Shares in Paris and Frankfurt are higher by more than a percent, about a percent and a third. London's FTSE has added about two-thirds of a percent. On Wall Street yesterday, a mixed bag. The S&P and NASDAQ both had slight gains, under half a percent. The Dow was off, however, 17 points to close at 97.71. Investors are awaiting the wrap-up today of the Federal Reserve two-day meeting, some guidance perhaps later this afternoon of what it plans to do about interest rates. By the way, Asian markets closed higher today. The Hang Seng tacked on about a percent and a half. One way to potentially slash carbon dioxide emissions is to capture them and store them underground. This morning, the Center for American Progress releases a study on how China and the United States, the world's biggest polluters, can cooperate on that. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
China and the U.S. still rely on coal for power, and both want to burn it without churning out tons of CO2. Julian Wong is with the Center for American Progress. He says many Chinese plants are near underground caves where emissions can be easily buried. He'd like to see the U.S. help China fund and build five carbon storage facilities there.
In total, these five projects would be equivalent essentially to taking off 1.7 to 2.5 million cars off the road.
He says what the U.S. learns would accelerate the building of similar facilities here, and the costs would be shared. After all, China is a rising economic power.
So it understands that in any sort of collaborative effort with the United States, that it has to put its own money down and put its own skin in the game.
He says the sooner the two countries start collaborating, the sooner they can cut emissions and create jobs. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Formula One Racing seems to have taken another side bump from the economy. Toyota today said it's pulling out of Formula One. The world's largest car maker says it needs to focus on its core business. Honda pulled out of Formula One almost a year ago. It also blamed the tanking economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. and by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
As unemployment goes up, so do the number of people having trouble paying off their debts. Now the Federal Trade Commission's proposing new rules to crack down on unscrupulous companies, promising to negotiate a better deal for the debt-strapped for a fee. That's the subject of a public forum at an agency today, as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
About 2,000 firms sell debt relief services, and the FTC's Eileen Harrington says they rarely deliver on their promises.
If they charge you money up front with the promise that they're going to reduce your debt and reduce your payments, it's a scam. Don't fall for it.
The FTC is considering prohibiting companies from charging a fee until they actually deliver on their promise to reduce a customer's debts. David Luthold is with the Association of Settlement Companies. He says it usually takes 2 to 3 years to reach a deal with creditors.
To suggest that a company can sustain itself financially before settlements are made clearly would not be possible for a lot of companies.
But consumer advocates say prohibiting upfront payments to debt settlement companies is no different than a congressional ban on advance payments to credit doctors, promising to clean up bad credit reports. The proposed rules become final sometime next spring. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, for some shoppers, the self-checkout lane isn't really convenient. It's downright stressful. Seems there's not a lot of room for error, and they don't want to look stupid and require help from an employee standing nearby. Researchers studied shoppers at a supermarket in North Carolina. They determined most were uncomfortable self-scanning when one person was standing in line behind them, almost like stage fright. Come to find out, customers were most comfortable checking themselves out when there's a crowd around or when they're all alone and no one's watching. From Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.